Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal author interview series. I'm Rodney Sullivan, CFA, head of publications and editor of the Financial Analyst Journal here at CFA Institute. We're here today with Antti Pettihisto to discuss his recent FAJ article, Active Share and Mutual Fund Performance, which was published in the July-August 2013 issue of the FAJ. Antti, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
In this interview series, we invite our authors, as you know, to discuss their recent articles with us. So with that, let's begin with our very first question. Antti, tell us, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Okay, well, first, I mean, ultimately, this is about fund performance, because these days, investors can pick a very cheap index fund. So the only reason for the existence of the actively managed mutual fund industry is that they are supposed to outperform the benchmark index, the passive market index. Now, as an active fund, you can only outperform the index if you deviate from the index. So what I wanted to do was investigate these deviations or these active positions that that funds take. So you can look at this from a few angles. First, for individual funds, I really wanted to just generally understand how active they are, actually quantify this, the size of their active positions. And I wanted to see if there's any kind of relationship between how active they are and fund performance. So just distinguishing between basically different types of fund managed funds and what the and kind of relating that to fund performance. And one group that I was particularly interested in was closet indexers. So in other words, these are funds that are that claim to be active and they charge somewhat high fees for active management, but in reality, they're very close to the benchmark index. So there's been in the press, there's been some discussion of this of closet indexing, some accusations back and forth, but typically there have been essentially no numbers to kind of back up these claims. So I wanted to actually quantify this this as well. And of course, the problem with closet indexing is that if a fund is charging fees for active management, but it's staying very, very close to the benchmark index, it's going to be very difficult for the fund to outperform net of fees. So as an example, in the paper, I also go into more depth about a few cases. Fidelity Magellan, which used to be the biggest fund in the U.S., for a period of about 10 years, it actually was a closet indexer. And during this time, its performance also was exactly what you would expect from a closet indexer. So it essentially underperformed the index by about 1% per year for the entire 10-year period. So that's obviously not great great news for investors. Besides looking at individual funds, you can also look at this kind of at the aggregate level. So if you look at the entire mutual fund sector, you can then kind of see how active they are collectively. So are these mutual funds actually trading with each other? Are they just kind of shuffling positions between within that mutual fund sector, or are they collectively taking positions against other market participants? Now, if you are investing in mutual funds, of course, well, the average performance of mutual funds kind of really depends on how well they perform relative to the rest of the market. Other market participants. So you kind of want to see, as a mutual fund investor, you want to see the mutual fund sector collectively be more active, and because that kind of gives them at least a chance to outperform both before fees, and then if they outperform enough, also outperform after fees. So this actually, by the way, this was actually the original motivation that got me into this, kind of looking at the active share at the aggregate level. Because this is something that I kind of researched in my PhD dissertation, at the MIT Sloan School earlier. So this is something that I wanted to put some numbers to as well.
So tell us how you went about creating your active share measure.
Well, so I wanted to create something that was very, very simple and intuitive. So I wanted to look at fund holdings and, so the portfolio that a fund is holding and, how that's different from the benchmark index. So that to me seemed to be kind of the most kind of straightforward and most transparent way to quantify active management. So this is what I decided to call the active share of the fund. And so simply if you're, let's say your active share is 80%, it means that 80% of the portfolio weight kind of differs from the benchmark index, and you've got 20% of the weight that's invested according to the benchmark index. So that's one measure. I also did use the tracking error volatility of a fund. So this is my second measure of active management. And it actually turns out that when you combine tracking error with active share, that kind of gives you a more complete picture of the active management style of each fund. So in particular, you can distinguish between different active management groups, what I call kind of active management styles. You can distinguish between kind of the active stock pickers, because that's kind of that's the dimension that active share kind of more is better at capturing, really the dimension of stock picking or stock selection. And if you look at tracking error, that's more of a measure of kind of exposure to systematic sources of risk. So then you can, that helps you identify funds that are, for example, taking factor bets, doing sector rotation, timing value versus growth, and so on. So you can distinguish between, with these two tools, two measures, you can distinguish between active stock pickers, funds taking these factor bets, or concentrated funds that do both, or closet indexers that don't really do much of either type of active management. And then once I have these kind of different groups of active management or different active management styles, then I can relate the style to the performance of that of the funds within that style. So that's kind of the main focus of the paper. I actually have earlier academic research on this topic as well. And for this FAJ paper, the idea was to kind of be more application-focused, actually kind of refresh the data, add another 6 years to my data set, and actually kind of really discuss this from an application point of view, talk about the financial crisis, how the relationships have held during that financial crisis, also run various tests that active managers actually had been asking me, like, for example, how are these results, how do they hold up within large caps, small caps, and also one thing was to look at if there's any kind of stock pickers markets that you can identify, markets when stock pickers are likely to do better, and that's something that I also wanted to quantify in this paper.
So you mentioned closet indexing and some other motivations for your research. Can you help us understand in a summary form what you found?
Sure. So what people have found in the mutual fund literature before has been that the average actively managed fund underperforms net of fees. So they do have some ability on average, about 1% per year outperformance relative to the index before fees. But then when you take out the fees and expenses, then the average fund underperforms. Now, what I wanted to do was not just look at the entire, all the pool of all the funds, but when I actually distinguished them and distinguished between these active management styles, the interesting finding was that average performance varies across these styles. In particular, the truly active managers, and specifically the kind of very active stock pickers, they're the ones that they actually have outperformed the index, even after fees and expenses, so by about 1.3% per year. Whereas the other groups have not been so successful, and in particular, the closet indexers have been a kind of very reliably poor performer. Almost regardless of market conditions, they always tend to underperform in the range of like 50 to 100 basis points per year. So that's been perhaps the main implication that people have focused on. So from an investor's point of view, what this means is when you're selecting managers, what you want to do is you want to select from the two extremes. So you want to select either the very active stock pickers or kind of a pure index fund that's very cheap. And then you can also mix those two, but you don't want to pick funds in the middle. So you don't want to pick these funds that can claim to be active, but are not giving you very much active management, and yet they're charging you kind of high fees for active management. So following this advice, there's actually been, I've noticed that some investors, for example, some pension funds have started screening their, the manager that they invest with, have started screening them or using active share as one of the criteria. And in some cases also fund managers, partly because they sometimes because investors have been asking for these things, the fund managers have actually started providing active share numbers to their investors and then computing those numbers. And sometimes kind of more proactively, they just kind of started, fund managers started disclosing their numbers to people. Various firms, including BlackRock, have incorporated these measures, in particular active share, into their kind of internal portfolio management systems. It's just kind of one thing that they keep an eye on when they kind of look at their portfolios and just making sure that they are actually kind of delivering active management that they're promising to deliver to their investors. Actually, one interesting anecdote was recently, or a few years ago, in fact, there was an equity team in Sweden, Swedbank Robur. They actually told me that they used to be not that active, but after they had seen this research, they actually kind of reevaluated their own approach and really kind of decided to focus on their best ideas, and as a result, they kind of cleaned up their portfolio. They really kind of focused on their best ideas, and they actually did deliver very good performance. They were actually subsequently selected Morningstar's Manager of the Year. So they were pretty happy about that, and I was happy to hear that had been useful for them. And finally, Morningstar also has implemented this measure in their product, Morningstar Direct. So these days you can compute, for example, for mutual funds, you can compute the active share. It's a little bit clumsy still at this point because you have to pick a fund, you have to specify the index, but once you do that, you can compute the active share of a fund. So in that sense, I think it's been one of the exciting things about this project has been that there's, I think it's kind of seems to have resonated reasonably well with practitioners.
Antti, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and other articles from CFA Institute on our website at cfapubs.org. Thank you so much for listening.